And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Link and I were just talking about, I think Matt Zurcher was here last week, and thank you, Matt, for covering for us. We did the ribbon cutting for Gabriella's, the Prescott Valley's newest restaurant, Italian cuisine, located on the corner of Valley and Grizzly Bear. Wonderful, wonderful food, and we just had a great time. And instead of cutting the ribbon, get this, we did something special and unique. We cut the pasta. We had a big, long, lasagna-sized ribbon pasta, and we cut that as the grand opening. So it was a lot of fun. So, Matt, thank you for covering for me. I'm sorry you missed the spaghetti and meatballs we had afterwards, but I thought of you. Oh, we got a good show for you today. Hey, today's the day before Halloween, All Hallows Eve, as actually they say when we start thinking about spooky things going on. So more about that at the end of the show. Lincoln, I'll be talking about some of the Halloween happenings that'll be going on tomorrow. But meanwhile, we've got a great show for you today. Lots of things coming up, and we want you to be in the know of what's happening. So thank you for listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more here on this beautiful Tuesday, All Hallows Eve, here on KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and what is that link? KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December. Just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Switching gears, I've often said that great music touches the soul, and the Yavapai Symphony Association has been doing that for area residents for the past 53 years. On Sunday, November 4th, at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, their program will inspire us once again. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255. When you call, say the secret word, Elgar, and a $10 discount will be given on regular price tickets. Go to yavapaisymphony.org for more info.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Introducing the on-the-go holiday tradition, the Fruitcake Shake!
Grandpa Willie here. This holiday season, remember to shop less and scratch more with the 6 new holiday scratchers tickets from the Arizona Lottery. Play for millions in prizes on tickets starting at just $1. Plus, try the new super-sized $20 holiday countdown ticket with top prizes of $500,000. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Party and shake things up this holiday.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Hope Hooper, Recreation Coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. Hello.
Hi, Marnie.
Also, are you going trick-or-treating tomorrow?
You know what? I don't think I had that in my schedule. I might have some candy at my house.
I understand there's some people in this room that might be going trick-or-treating. In fact, Ling says she's stalking all of our houses.
Perfect.
It's the Prescott Valley, you know, map, treasure map, you know, your house, and of course, safe trick or treat. We'll be talking about that later. But this is the question, and I didn't ask you this one, Link, so that's why we got a little chat going on here. Favorite Halloween candy?
Let's see. I think I said Kit Kat the other day, but I don't know.
Refrigerated Kit Kats.
Yes.
We did say that, too.
I think that's it.
Still is, huh?
I really like the ridiculously expensive candy. That's so delicious.
Yeah.
So no one gives that away for Halloween.
Nobody gives away the Godiva chocolate snow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because they were eaten beforehand.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
They didn't make it.
Right. Well, oh my gosh. You know, I was just thinking about that Kit Kats. So I see this bag of Kit Kats and it says glow in the dark. Kit Kats. And so I thought, how cool is this? I'm going to buy this bag.
Mm-hmm.
Until after I opened it and realized you have to leave them in the light in order for the
paper to charge
so that they glow in the dark. I thought, well.
But okay. We live in Arizona.
I know. I just said, then I put those on the windowsill to light up. I would have puddles of Kit Kats. So anyway, yeah. Don't be misled by some kinds of advertising because now they're just in black paper wrappers.
I had one of those today. It tricked me too. It didn't glow.
No,
it doesn't
glow. No.
Disappointed.
Yeah, Link, over to you, girl. What is your favorite trick or treat Halloween candy?
This is one of my biggest shames, but my favorite Halloween candy is candy corn. And I know, but I just love it so much.
And who brought you some trick-or-treat candy corn today?
Miss Marnie Yule brought me the biggest, most beautiful decorated bag of candy corn that may not make it out of this building.
It has a spider on it, too.
It's so cute.
I'm all about decorating for Halloween.
It's a good holiday.
Halloween-y, you know, kind of a thing, you know,
I love
myself.
Spooky season.
But I love to decorate, you know, and witches and goblins and ghosts
spider
and
webs.
Skeletons. Yeah. So I'm going to be giving out candy at my house tomorrow too. So I decided I haven't done it in years. I've always helped with the Lions Club. But this year I said I got some new neighbors from,
nice.
They moved in. They're from California. They love trick or treating. And they said, are you going to have trick or treating? And who on the neighborhood does? We live in this cul-de-sac. And I thought, I'm going to stay home tomorrow night. I'm going to have my little lit up pumpkin and my lantern. I'm going to sit out in my witch's hat and pass out candy.
I like it.
I know. Guess what I'll have? Unglow-in-the-dark Kit Kats. So I hope we're talking about Halloween being tomorrow, All Hallows Eve. But the way the holidays fall in November and December has moved some of our events up a little bit. And so now, and we're sorry to say, and if this bothers people out there, we're going to apologize in advance, but we need to start talking about our holiday festival lights and our create-a-tree because some of these things need planning. And when you think of today being October 30th and this happening November 30th, we're talking 4 weeks to prepare and get ready. So we're talking now about holiday stuff, folks. But if you're so inclined, listen. And if you're not interested, just write it down and call me Thursday. November 1st. So Hope, tell us about create-a-tree.
Well, create-a-tree is... it's a holiday art display that we do in the library where local organizations or even individuals fill out an application and send it to us to have a tree that they decorate in an artistic, creative fashion that kind of exemplifies their business, organization, themselves, whatever it may be. And those are in the library from the Festival of Lights this year, November 30th through January 1st. I believe we'll have everybody taking them down on the 3rd of January this year. So,
well, that's because you're closed on the 1st.
Yes. Yep, we're closed on the 1st, so we give a couple days for all those kind folks that put up trees to come and get them down. So that we don't have to take them down.
So when you talk about Create a Tree, and I always still want to change that name, just Festival of Tree Forest Festival or something fun. But anyway, we're not talking about the what you think of as Christmas trees. It's not about, it's about being creative in an art form in this respect. And I'm seeing Link over there, who is an arts and culture commissioner, going, yes, it's about the art.
It's all about the art and the artistic interpretation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so you're only limited by your imagination, right?
Right. Exactly. And it's a festive way to be artistic for that time of year. So it's appropriate, and it brings a lot of joy to the employees and anyone that visits the library. Personally, I'm hoping this year that we have enough entries that we can also put some in the Civic Center, which is where
my office
is. It would
be fun for everybody to get behind it. You know, making me feel guilty that the Chamber should do one.
You should do one.
Look at this, both of you. Holy smoke.
Arizona Hometown Radio should do one
Absolutely.
As well. Everyone should do a tree.
We all should do a tree.
It's super fun.
I know.
And it's free.
The Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, Roar, is already working on their tree. But
Perfect.
Years ago, I was the chair of that particular year to decorate the tree, and we used a manzanita.
Wow.
A manzanita branches.
Okay.
And so we planted that, and then we decorated with what else? Lions. No tigers or bears. It's just lions. But we had so much fun being creative, kind of like thinking, what's different? But I've known over the years, going over there and looking at them, everybody has their own interpretation. And I've seen them as a ladder.
Mm-hmm. I've seen ladders. I think wine barrels, which was a really cool one.
Ooh.
Last year, Coyote Springs, theirs was my favorite. I'm sorry to everyone else. But they had, their tree was about recycling. So they did old Sprite bottles filled with little blue sparkly lights in the shape of a tree.
Ooh.
And it was so cool.
How cute is that?
Yeah.
Wow, and that's Coyote Springs Elementary School.
Right, exactly.
So again, schools, organizations,
right.
Individuals, mm-hmm. businesses.
Scout groups, 4-H groups, FFA, any of that stuff.
And
everybody.
I'm just going to target a few remarks to our businesses. It's a great way to advertise and promote your business.
It is.
And is there a fee to participate?
Nope, it's all free.
And so what a free advertising right there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a marketing mistake to miss.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
A free opportunity. And they're
it's
open
the smartest
every night.
Thing you can do.
And then we obviously send people over because we want them to see the trees. Plus, there's always an award for people's choice.
Yep.
Yes,
so
there are awards.
And you can vote, you know, every day.
Every single
exactly.
day. You can just keep going in and vote for that favorite.
Right.
And this year, we, on the Arts and Culture Commission, we have a sculptor, and he has put together something incredible that I am so excited for everybody to be able to see, because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And instead, it's just, you got to go.
Got to go.
It is going to be very cool.
Participate. How do
but
they
also
get...
they can't win.
Yeah, we can't win. So you're
no. But you know what? Sometimes it's not about winning. It's about participating.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Until you're a lion and your tree never, ever. Ever.
I think the Arts Commission tree will get people super excited for the rest of the display.
Agreed.
So where's the application, and how do they get registered, and when does the tree need to be set up by?
So the applications are open now.
Okay.
You can find them on our website, www.pvaz.net. You can shoot us an email, parks@pvaz.net, and we'll shoot one off to you. Or come into our office. We're on the 3rd floor of the Civic Center, 7501 East Civic Circle in Prescott Valley. And we are the Parks and Recreation Department. We'll have some already printed off for you. They're sitting in the office. We will be putting up the trees November 28th and 29th. Our lovely Arts and Culture Commissioners who sponsor this event. We'll be there to help, as well as staff. So we'll help you set up your tree, make sure that everything is safe and appropriate for display in the library. And then on the 30th, we'll open everything up for voting. I don't bring out the voting booth until the 30th because I know what will happen. So on the 30th, around 4 o'clock.
Does it officially open after the parade and all of that? Or you start a little bit earlier because people can come over and look at it, but then still come over to Holiday Festival of Lights, which starts at 5.
Exactly. So I would say 5 o'clock once the festival starts. That's a perfect time to come in and vote. You know, if it's a cold day, that's a good break from the cold weather. Come into the library for a minute, vote for your favorite tree, go back out, enjoy some more parade and everything else. So
we never know what the weather's going to be like that night. It's always so much fun.
I know.
You know, and we say, well, it's November 30th, but, you know, it's no different than having it on December 1st, which was last year. Mm-hmm. But we've had balmy evenings, but we've had evenings so cold that announcing the parade, your lips stick together and your fingers are frozen, and it's wonderful.
See, and I get to be inside for pictures with Santa that whole time, so I don't even have to worry about that.
Hope, I'm going to bring you outside with us, girl. You need to come outside with us.
Someone has to help Santa.
Because Santa always needs some help, you know, so you're one of his elves. But again, we also at the Chamber have the applications for the Created Tree Display, so you can always get them at the Chamber of Commerce. Always help promoting the community and working together. This is going to be one great, great holiday season, Hope.
It is.
I'd love to talk about more stuff, but we're out of time.
That's perfect.
But, you know, this is a planning thing, though, because now get your creative juices flowing. Mm-hmm. You've got Hope and Link and myself. We're all participating, and I think you can, too. And even as a family, get creative and put your tree together and come on out and help us just showcase the holiday season in Prescott Valley.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
PBAZ.net, Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Hooper, thank you so much for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Short break here, and when we come back, more great stuff here, as always, on this All Hallows Eve. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is State Representative David Stringer. You may be getting tired of the election ads on radio and TV, but this is an important time for our state and our country. Every 2 or 4 years, the people you elect need to come back and report to you on the job they've done. That's the beauty of our system of government. I'm happy to report that in my first term in the state legislature, I've been keeping my promises. I promised to foster economic growth and new jobs, and Arizona is now a national leader in both. I promise to support more funding for our schools. schools, particularly for our teachers and classrooms. I kept that promise, helping to pass the biggest increase in school funding in Arizona history without raising taxes. I promised to work on a fix for I-17, and just this spring, the Department of Transportation announced a plan to build new lanes on I-17 without a tax hike or a toll road. I've kept my promises because that's the kind of representative you deserve. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more and get involved.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I forgot to tell you, you're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com. We just went straight to break, and I thought I should open back up. Joining me now is Arad Matthew. He is the playwright and co-founder of Prescott's Basin Lake Theater Project, along with John Duncan, dear friend, producer, fabulous guy extraordinaire, brings the most wildest and fun shows here to the Prescott area. But before we get started talking about your project, the Tolerance Project, Lessons from Laramie, I do want to start with, it's All Hallows Eve, and so we've been opening this show and talking to all our guests and asking you what your favorite Halloween candy is.
You know, I have to say, I go way back to the traditional candy apple.
You know,
we don't see those anymore,
no.
But back in the day,
right.
I lived in a very small neighborhood where, you know, you knew everyone and there was no worries about anything. And it was, yeah, I love the candy. That's the only time of year I ever got them. So.
Right. Oh, I love them, too. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Do you like the caramel apple or the cinnamon candy coating?
I was partial to the caramel covered,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my, it's making my mouth water just thinking about it. I'm biting into it. That granny. Oh.
Mm.
Okay. I got water. John, what about you?
You got to go with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
You know, I think if we were taking a vote, that's going to be like the number one.
It's so easy to eat on the run.
Yeah.
Like I remember when I was a kid and we would be basically shoving everything into those bags. And those would be the easiest ones that we could just take out and eat while we were going trick-or-treating.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you take them out while you're trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So you don't take them home and,
right.
You know, what is that, parent dues or something? They take
exactly.
them home. Guess what Link's favorite candy is.
What?
I mean, she's just going to, like, you know, you're just going to have to guess.
Candy corn.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You pass. All right. Let's talk about the Tolerance Project, Lessons from Laramie. It's a theatrical production you're putting on November 1st through the 3rd. Is
yes,
that correct?
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me how you came to produce this and how you came to put this on stage.
Well, actually, John is officially the producer of the production, which was originally intended to be a staging of the Laramie Project through North Point Academy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Julie Harrington, one of my cohorts, and myself were called in a couple of weeks ago when the director of the original production seemed to vanish into thin air or something
Correct.
Of that nature.
Correct.
So we came on with 2 weeks to go and said, look, I don't think we have enough time to actually produce the play itself, but what have you got?
Right.
And what they had was all of these students were encouraged to tell their own stories. They wrote poems. They wrote monologues. They did graphic novels. So laid out in front of us was all this amazing, honest, raw material about abuse,
right.
about discrimination, just heart-rending stories, honest stories that these kids were willing to tell. And we have coaxed them into telling it in front of a live audience.
Right. Wow. So just a little bit of a backstory is mm-hmm. that as a the producer with 4AM Productions, I was planning on doing the Laramie Project because it's 20 years since Matthew Shepard's death in Laramie.
Well, let's go back to a little bit about that. I mean, when you talk about something that happened 20 years ago, we have a generation that doesn't even know. And yeah. the significance of an event like that.
Exactly.
And how it impacted so many people.
Oh, even myself.
Lives on. And a constant reminder of how ugly we can be.
Exactly.
And yet, so let's not do that again. Let's not go there.
And it's always been an aspiration of mine to be able to do that production in Prescott because I see a lot of similarities between the live and let live type of ethos that happens in small towns like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do the Laramie Project, and unfortunately it didn't work out. With speaking with Robert Zinni before we ended up actually doing the production and the rehearsals and everything like that, he's a teacher over at North Point. He devoted a whole curriculum of the fall semester to the freshman class about the history of the Laramie Project, why it happened, and so on and so forth. So on the 26th of October, they were supposed to do a final, which was going to be confessionals, and they were just going to present it for their press night and everything like that. Well, since we had the dropout of the production itself, we've taken the 26th confessionals and basically put it through those 3 nights and given a chance for the students because we had an obligation with North Point. And thank God I called Julie Harrington. Julie Harrington is an amazing person. And Arid is definitely an amazing person, too, for taking this on and devoting all of their time to be able to finish through with North Point and the obligations that the last director had basically left behind.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to block all of the production staff and everybody, so we don't even know what his reasons were. He just ended up blocking us and blacking out on us.
Mm-hmm.
Through that, we have an opportunity for the students to be able to really let themselves shine and be able to present their stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of like a monologue or confessional type of deal. And the only two people that could have done this would have been Julie Harrington and Arid, because basically they took nothing of confessionals. I mean, there is something there, but turning it into something of an actual show.
Developing it and
figuring right. out the basically the ups and downs of the production and figuring out what pieces were going to be good right next to each other and everything like that. Of course, we had to scratch some of those pieces, but other pieces would be able to go in. And again, Craig Roston has let us use that space over at the Black Box Theater over at Yavapai College for the production itself. They have devoted so much of their time to be able to change around their schedule so they would be able to have a rehearsing space raising. I'm not getting any profit from this. We're basically raising money for the theater scholarship mm-hmm. for Yavapai College and also for the GYCC, which is a local gay organization that helps out runaway teens, suicide, and also suicide prevention, and also trying to get those kids that are kicked out of their homes because they're gay. It actually does happen still in Prescott, and be able to.
It just happens.
Yeah, it just
That's
happens.
That's what just amazes me. It still happens
yeah,
anywhere.
Exactly, and we're going to be giving to those organizations that will be able to combat that. So,
well, Eric, tell us a little bit about your involvement now.
Well, my involvement was basically as a dramaturg, which is taking the material. Actually, I have to be honest, I have edited almost nothing. I've written a prologue and an epilogue and chosen an order to present the material. These are stories that are going to tear your heart out. These are honest kids, and these are things, to follow on John's line, that a community needs to know. I mean, that was the story in Wyoming, oh, it could never happen here. Mm-hmm. We don't have people like that. We don't have kids that are abused. We don't have kids that need help. Well, we do, and these kids are going to tell you. So I think that's one of the reasons it's so important, and it's unvarnished, and it's what theater is, how theater becomes theater. It starts with honest statements and an honest telling of a story, and here you get to see these kids.
It's just incredible. Wow. We're amazed every time we work with them.
I don't know how. I mean, I'd probably sit there and just need box after box of Kleenex. You know, you think, and I even liken back to going through school, you know, and I had my home life, and well, I thought mine was just like everybody else's, right. You mm-hmm. know, until later on you find out kids that went home and were abused, or they went home, they did not have food, or, you know, the kids back in the 60s and the 70s when I was going to school were gay, but yeah. when back then it was just, they were a little weird, yeah. you know, I mean, and yet the life they were living that was never, ever open
well,
at that time.
What is so incredible is out of the adversity that these kids have experienced comes art.
Yes.
You can't believe that these people that are so abused, these kids that have dealt with so many challenges, can sit down with a pen and piece of paper and create a beautiful poem or story that just goes right to the point and right to your heart. And that's okay. what we're looking forward to presenting.
And that's why we need the arts.
Yes.
Absolutely. Continuing the arts is paramount to healthy living.
Oh, yeah.
And helping folks.
Oh, and giving,
and dealing with
giving
that.
A chance to be able to have right. someone be able to vent out everything on stage is a huge, oh, so cathartic.
Okay.
And giving an opportunity, because I was born and raised in Prescott. And so I know exactly how there's a lot of people that end up leaving just because of the simple fact that they don't feel welcome. And the thing is that we really have to be able to welcome everyone into this community because mm-hmm. we want to be able to grow and we want to be able to have.
Well, everybody's like me. I love you guys.
I know.
I love you, John. I'm telling you right now. And Aaron, holy smokes, he walked into the theater and I thought that was a talent that just fell out of the sky. Fell out of the sky. That guy's got it. How can we get tickets? And again, we said it was November 1st through the 3rd at the Yavapai College Black Box Theater. How can
yes.
we get tickets, or is it buy at the door?
Very. You can get them at the door. They're $10 online, $15 at the door. The simplest way is to go to my theater company website. That's Basin Lake Theater Project.org, and that's theater with an R-E, not an E-R. We have a Facebook page as well, and you can get you can link to the tickets either way. And $10, as I said, $10, $15 at the door. 7:30 is curtain time. The black box is located behind the big main stage theater at YC mm-hmm. PAC. So,
and we won't really refuse anybody that comes in because it's a kind of a fundraiser for everyone. So we really want to have a sold-out show for everyone.
Absolutely.
And so we want to definitely be able to offer, because we're selling the tickets through Brown Paper Tickets. It's Prescott Laramie Brown, if you look it up there. So, and it's just kind of, you know, trying to really sell out the show so that all the kids will be able to have a sold-out show for this.
And I just, if you can't go, buy some tickets, give them to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
just
support the kids.
Support the kids,
yeah.
Absolutely. You guys, thank you so much. Aaron Matthew,
thanks,
holy smokes,
Marnie.
You know. We have to have more about what you got going on over there.
Oh, we've got lots.
I'm sure you do, and we're going to do more on that, John Duncan. So good to see you.
It's good to see
again,
you,
the Tolerance Project, Lessons from Laramie, coming up. Basin Lake Theater Project presents November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 7:30, Yavapai College Black Box Theater, brownpapertickets.com. Short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I'm Dr. Ed Gogek. According to Forbes magazine, solar power creates twice as many jobs as electricity from oil, coal, and gas combined. And 2 years from now, solar and wind will be cheaper than fossil fuels. So don't believe APS. They make their money burning coal. That's why they hate solar. This year, vote yes on Proposition 127. It will create jobs, provide cheaper energy, and make Arizona the leader in solar power. Paid for by Ed Gogek for state representative, authorized by Ed Gogek.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Tempe police are investigating a shooting at a UPS center.
Police say two men got into an argument when one shot the other in a back parking lot of the UPS shipping center. The suspect drove away in an SUV, which eventually crashed as police were trying to stop the vehicle. The victim is hospitalized and his condition is unknown. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
With the midterm election next week, the deadline to mail your early ballot is tomorrow to make sure it arrives in time to be counted. Matt Roberts with the Secretary of State's office says if you can't mail your ballot by Wednesday, you have another option.
They can bring them to any polling place on Election Day. We've seen it every year that the counties will receive ballots on Wednesday, and that is horrible. Terrible for the voters who've missed the deadline.
You can also drop your ballot off at any voting center prior to Election Day. If you mail your ballot and it's not received by Tuesday, it will not count. The Arizona Coyotes host the Ottawa Senators at 7 o'clock tonight. You can hear it live on KQ&A FM. Sunny, dry, and mild all week. Cooler tomorrow. Chilling late tonight to the mid-30s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming tomorrow only to a sunny 60. Warming back up Thursday and Friday to the mid-60s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance of evening rain. Chilling to about 42. Then sunny and warming up to only 68 Wednesday. Back up to 72 and 76 Thursday and Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane. The name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business. My first guests are Tamara Sturdivant. That's, your name is fine. I just can't speak. Executive Director and Barbara Fonts from, who's, Font, huh? Did I do that wrong?
It's Connors now.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll talk later.
Barbara Connors. You know, Mary Lou at Dancing with the Stars the other night made the big reveal, so, I mean, if that was it, I'm just saying. Anyway, here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. She's a sales counselor over at Granite Gate Senior Living. And if you haven't been out where they're located, amazing location, beautiful spot. And I was always talking to Barbara Connors that to make my reservation.
Anytime, Marnie. Oh, you're always welcome.
My gosh. Okay, first question of the day. That's what we're starting everybody off with. It's All Hallows Eve. Tomorrow's Halloween. So what is your favorite, Barbara, Halloween candy?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Cha-ching!
Absolutely.
Gets another vote.
I've got to go with Heath Bars.
Ooh, the chocolate outside classic.
With
a kind
like
of
toffee
inside. Ooh, wow. Those are one you really can't refrigerate it because the toffee's already hard. So you don't want to break any teeth or anything, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because we were talking about refrigerating some of the candy ahead of time because it makes it nice and crunchy.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about Granite Gate Senior Living.
All right. So I kind of put together a couple things that I wanted to talk about. So first of all, I wanted to say that, again, my name's Tamara. I have been with Granite Gate for almost 3 years, and I am just so proud to be a part of the team. So one of the things that we've got going on is our annual haunted house. And why this is special to us is our caregiver, Jeff, puts this together every single year, and he has been with us for 11 years. And so it's just an amazing thing for people to come out and see. Our residents and our staff enjoy it, but so do people in the community come out and see that. So that is open
tomorrow?
Through the end of the week. It's open right now.
Oh,
you come
okay.
now
okay.
And tomorrow and the next day. So it'll be open until, I believe, Friday. So
nice. Okay.
Yes. So that's the big thing we have going on right now. We actually just ended our third annual art walk as well, and it was amazing. We had our residents and our staff put all of the artwork together, the creativity that goes behind it, and just the different mediums that we display. It's amazing to see how talented people are.
Mm-hmm. The community is very active.
Yes.
It's a very active community. So a lot of our residents are incredibly talented. So it was amazing to have the public come in and really have an opportunity to see all the talents in our community. So it was
now
wonderful.
How many residents do you have, Barbara?
Right now, about 120-ish.
120, yeah. And then yes. The capacity is how many?
124. Yeah. So we we're very close.
Open for business. Open for business.
Hello. Open for business.
Open for reservations.
Right. That's right. Reservations. We're taking reservations.
Because
sure.
You do have a lot of programs out there that I see.
Yes. Yes. So
don't you have the talent show?
You know, it's been a while, Marnie, but yes, we used to have amazing talent shows. So we've kind of gone from the formal talent show to things like the art walk
right.
and
okay,
and little other things that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara. So they usually don't put a microphone in front of me. I'm not allowed to have a microphone, so I defer to Tamara.
We're talking about, you know, senior living. We're, yeah. And the word, key word here is
fun.
Living.
It's fun.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We find a lot of people end up coming to the community kind of maybe having a negative opinion at first, and they get there and they're like, I have been more active here than in my entire life. And it's just amazing the relationships that they build and the people they meet along the way and the activities that they end up participating in that they would have never done on their own. And yeah. So I think that relationship is
I think
very
sometimes
cool.
People stay too long in their homes.
That's
that,
true
you
too.
Know, and hold on to that, you know, I need to stay in my home instead of moving out of there and getting to a senior living facility where they're now all new friends, activities, things to engage them,
right.
Happening
absolutely.
Every day instead
absolutely.
Of just being stuck and watching TV, which so many of them do.
Exactly.
So where yeah. are you located exactly?
So we're off of Highway 89, so we're in the beautiful Dells. Could not have a prettier location to come to work
every
day.
Panoramic views. It's quite amazing.
It is
the building
amazing.
Has a lot of history. They say there's gold in those hills, so you never know.
So we're going to have a bunch of people
could be another activity.
Yeah. Can you make a reservation to visit, come out and tour the property?
Absolutely. We love having people come in. We love having lunch tours, so that way you can get a full experience. We love when people come in and just really meet the team because you can take, you know, you don't need to take my word for it. You come in and experience it for yourself. And so I think the difference is truly the staff and the residents when you come in. And that's the feedback that we get from people that say, I made that decision because of your team or your residents. And so it's just such a pleasure. And such
absolutely.
An
and it's, you know, assisted living. And we also have memory care. Our Bridge to Rediscovery program gives residents that are challenged with Alzheimer's and dementia a purpose. You know, with the Montessori approach, it really is learning about what skills they had, and our staff are able to hone in on those and really have one-on-one with the residents. So it's really an amazing opportunity to be able to move into Granite Gate, and if needs change, there's an opportunity to if cognitive decline is an issue, residents don't necessarily have to move out. We can right. provide those services. Yeah.
So do you have a website that kind of explains everything that we've been talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are run by Five Star Senior Living. And so it's a large company that's all over the U.S. And so you can find us online. Absolutely.
www.granitegate.com. Our phone number is 928-771-8200. And if you're out there listening and you're considering, you know, assisted living, we'd love the opportunity for you to come in and take a look. It doesn't hurt to just come on in and walk through the door. Actually, Granite Gate is delicious. Our food is amazing. Chef Josh and his team, we have a pastry chef, and their culinary skills amaze us every day. So come on in and have some lunch.
Reservations. We're there. Thank you,
excellent.
Barbara. Thank you, Tamara. Again, Granite Gate Senior Living.
You,
sounds wonderful. Okay, we're going to jump over here. Shannon Fitzgerald's the owner of the Pink Project. And we just did your ribbon cutting the other day, Shannon.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Pink Project.
And so the Pink Project is a little thrift store in Humboldt. We have a really good mix of thrift and antiques and a little boutique area. All of the proceeds from the thrift store, we help people from our community going through cancer treatments. We help pay for utilities, food, gas, yard work, house cleaning, whatever they might need to help them get through, you know, this time while they're going through their treatments.
Right. Now, how did you come up with this idea? And, again, when she talks about Dewey Humboldt, it's located right there at the traffic signal. Chevron Station's right there, and they're right there on the corner.
Yeah. Well, it came from my own experience through cancer. I had breast cancer about 2.5 years ago. You know, I have 4 boys at home, and you find out you have cancer, and I wasn't able to work. So I needed to reach out for some help. I needed to, just to get through this time. You know, I didn't need, you know, to go get, like, assistance, but just help me pay for my rent 1 month. And I decided at that time that I wanted to help the next person when I was able to. And this year I took the leap, and I opened the little thrift store, and we're finally able that we can start helping people.
Oh, you've got a great inventory of things over there, too. Do you take donations from people? Do they need to make an appointment so they can share with you what they might want to bring in?
Yeah, we are strictly run by donations. You can drop off your donations at any time. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5:30, and Sundays 11 to 5.
And you want to go over there and take a look at all the goodies they have, though. I did some shopping. Well, we all did some shopping at the ribbon cutting.
It's hard for me not to do shopping.
How is somebody referred to you for financial assistance?
You can come in. We're located, it's 2735 South Highway 69, but you can come in, or if you know somebody who might need help, the oncology office, we gave them some information, or even, you know, we're on Facebook, you can contact us through Facebook.
Because I think a lot of times people don't know what they need or don't know that you're out there to help with that.
Yeah.
And some of those basic needs, sometimes it's just paying the electric bill because, you know, as we know, treatments are not cheap, and, you know, they should be.
Yeah, and it's people who
sorry.
Have, you know,
I'm just saying,
insurance.
They should take care of the people, you know. Yeah. It's crazy that you have to go through all of that and worry about getting everything else done, and I totally commend you in your project. You're totally supported. I think it's amazing what you're doing, giving back to the community, Shannon. And I hope everybody's listening. You want to do some holiday shopping. It may be All Hallows Eve, but right now it's still the holidays are right behind, right in front of us. And come on out and take a look at all the goodies she's got, because we were out there just having a blast. So, again, what is your Facebook page?
It's the Pink Project Thrift Store.
The Pink Project Thrift Store, located in Dewey Humboldt, right there at the Chevron Station.
Yeah,
right. They put a stoplight just so they'll stop and come to see you, Shannon.
Yes.
I think it's brilliant, you know, and great location, and, you know, you're doing a great job out there. So thank you on behalf of many, many, many people that are now going through treatment and needing the assistance that you're there for them.
Yeah, thank you.
And they need to know people care.
We're also hosting a holiday bazaar on December 1st at the Humboldt Station. And all the proceeds from that, we're going to help a family for Christmas.
Very good.
So if you want to be a vendor, you can contact us that way as well.
Excellent. So again, the Pink Project, Shannon Fitzgerald. What's your phone number?
It's 928-277-6... I always mess up on my phone number. I'm so sorry.
5724. No, that's okay.
6724. Sorry.
277-6724.
I never call myself there.
I got it right on my sheet. Well, Link, you have to have the right sheet. My God. So you can always call the chamber and get any more information and phone information. Contact information, again, for Shannon Fitzgerald, the Pink Project, and also for Tamara and Barbara at Granite Gate Senior Living.
Absolutely, and it's just such a pleasure to be able to come here today and to meet Shannon. And we were talking prior to coming in how we can bring her information back to the community and get our employees and residents involved in the great things you're doing there. So.
Oh, we can all support one another.
Absolutely.
Yay, I love it. One last question before we have to go. Shannon, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Currently now is marzipan. That's good.
Marzipan.
Eat that. Yeah.
She's eating healthy, world. She's eating healthy. Prior to that. Okay, back in the
pass
old
the
days.
Pass the Snickers, Marnie. Can you pass the Snickers bar?
Back in the old days when you were living decadently with sugar, what did you like?
Reese's peanut butter.
Another winner there. All right. Thank you all for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. Oh, you're all our community's most amazing town in the whole world. My gosh, what a show today. Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
An Arizona registered nurse speaks out on healthcare.
My name is Tammy. I'm a nurse, and like so many, I have a pre-existing condition. So I pay close attention to who will protect my healthcare. Martha McSally supports making insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions. Those attack ads are just lies.
Why the false attacks on Martha McSally? Because Kyrsten Sinema wanted to make our health care much worse. Sinema's big government health care scheme would kick you off your health care plan. And experts say it would cause doctor shortages and hospital closings. And you'd pay much higher taxes. In fact, even doubling our federal taxes wouldn't be enough to pay for Sinema's radical health care scheme. Kyrsten Sinema's health care agenda would be a nightmare for taxpayers and patients alike. The real Kyrsten Sinema is just too radical for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hope you all can join us tomorrow evening, Prescott Valley Event Center, for Safe Halloween Trick or Treat, 4 to 7 p.m. Come out there or be scared. Look forward to seeing you, Marnie Yule. Have a great and safe Halloween.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.